Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Wheat Tapering comments for today, Wednesday, June 17th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 2.25 cents at 328 3/4, July wheat down 4.25 cents, 491 3/4, and July beans down 1 cent 3/4 at 865 1/4. I think the weather is pressuring the grains here a little bit. Weather certainly looks to be a little bit better out here, a little cooler temps, a little bit of rain here and there. So I think that's put the pressure on. Very little demand for the wheat as we're getting into the harvest season. Seeing a little bit more pressure on the cash market. We closed right at 496 last night. If we close under that today, I would think that's going to be a bearish close. We got down to 491 1/4. We'll see if we open that low. We've got the dollar up just 17 ticks. It's back to 97.11. It's only a full penny and change over the low, so it hasn't been a huge rally. Dow looks open about 70 higher here this morning so far. Crude oil's down about 46 a barrel. But we have seen improved ethanol demand for the corn. A lot of people are thinking lower corn acres. I think we might see a smidge lower, but I don't think that'll be it. I think, you know, it's just going to be a little bit lower corn, maybe just a touch higher on beans, if anything, out there. The wheat around Europe still dry, Russia still dry, so that may add a little bit of boost here, but we don't see much. We really need to see something major in demand or some major weather threat on all these grains to push these things higher. We do have the acreage reports at the end of the month. You know, again, a little less corn, maybe a little more beans, but I don't think that's going to be a real mover and shaker. I think the real mover and shaker really from here on in is any Chinese demand, which is only showing up in the beans here and there. We haven't seen any Chinese demand for corn or wheat, so it's a problem until we see China come in. Now, there's a problem between India and China. China apparently shot 20 Indian soldiers on the border. That's the first time they've actually had armed conflict with China, with people actually throwing shots back and forth. The United States seemingly wants to back India in this, but they don't want to step on too many Indian or Chinese toes out there. So I think it'll be a pro-India comment, but not enough to really shake up the Chinese too much. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.